It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys. Coming up next, Scott Shanley hops on with us.
Hey, wait.
Are you experiencing
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt?
Don't we have to pay off? I'm sorry. I thought you wanted us to say that. What's the winner? What's the game?
You want me to play the audio now?
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, you're playing audio? I'm sorry.
I'm ready to play the audio.
I thought you were just going to tell us the answer.
All right. Here we go. Here's the audio from yesterday, from Tuesday.
I don't want to hear the audio.
Why
tell
not?
Me the answer.
Why not? Why
all
don't
right,
you want to hear it?
No, go to break.
Well, here are the winners.
No, go to break.
You know, this team's just not that good.
I just want to tell me the answer, Gribble. You freaking moron. Why are you doing this? We got a guest standing by.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Just Brakes brings you the e-brake. We'll give you the candidates. You get to vote on them here the day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one has been quite a player here in 2012. We're going to have a showdown today against the two participants who I think are in the running for Player of the Year in 2012. And first up is Norm, who was talking about, he was trying to say either company or country. He had to say both words. And unfortunately, he had a terrible mishap in the shorter version of country.
Sotopelli's replacement, testosterone replacement therapy got such a response from you that they've decided to take the company national. This will now be a countrywide company. But you can't have Texas in it if it's countrywide. So they're going to call the company.
Okay, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we can't hear it unbeat?
Just roll with it, would you? Just trust me on
it's
it.
It's best.
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say it's best.
Just, we'll talk about it all.
Even
fair,
though he
yes.
wasn't saying that word.
Right.
Yeah, just trust me, okay?
Did you go up the chain and that was the rule?
Just trust me and enjoy the comedy for what it is and don't delay us any further.
There's a bigger story here that you
were
telling
me. No, there's not a bigger story, but it's not worth wasting time about.
Is it so shocking?
Yeah, it's...
I love how he starts stumbling when he realizes what he had just said.
He knows he said the most Germanic sounding of all references to that area.
And he knows we all heard it. There's no way he can hide it, so he starts kind of stammering around.
All right, one more time.
Sotopelli's replacement, testosterone replacement therapy got such a response from you that they've decided to take the company national. This will now be a countrywide company. But you can't have Texas in it.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to call the company.
God, that's great.
Amazing. Also amazing is Craig Rosengarten. Fellas, he is back again from the T-Box. And we have a double Rosengarten. This is candidate number two for the competition, but it's the first Rosengarten we'll hear. And this is when he's not listening to his co-host, Rick Arnett.
All right, 8:50, we'll get into a little discussion with Todd Hamilton, tour player, and Paul Stankowski, tour player. Put them on the air and see how... I don't know what their feelings were during the last 4 days over at Craig Ranch, because it's one thing to go out and play a round of golf and slap it around like we do. It's another thing to do for your livelihood.
That's the question when we... did we say who we're going to have on next segment?
I just did. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Wow.
Is that it?
He just said who they were going to talk to.
Why does he sound drunk every time he's on the air?
I don't know. Maybe he has really active Friday nights and Saturday morning. He's just still got a little trace of alcohol in there or something. All right, so that's Craig Rosengarten number one. This is Craig Rosengarten number two when he's talking about breeds of dogs. Now, do you think he can really break down the different breeds of dogs when he's trying to tell you something about, like, large dogs versus small dogs?
You don't need to add breeds of dogs. Can he break down anything? No. Can he do anything? No.
On air? Maybe not. Here you go.
I don't think you can overfeed a Great Dane, so I don't think they have as many problems. I'm just...
It's a big-ass dog, buddy.
Yeah, but I want one.
You get hip problems with those big dogs.
Yes, you do. Hip dysplasia. Yep.
Not a great thing because they don't do much. You get a hip problem with a giant Wienermariner thing, but...
a wiener?
A Wienermariner?
Like a Weimariner?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, they have hip problems because they're... Don't laugh at me.
It's just funny now. This doesn't matter.
All right, coming up next, golf.
God almighty.
He's unbelievable.
A Wienermariner.
A Wienermariner.
What? And you guys are swearing to me he's not drunk.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think he's drunk at all. No. He's just special.
All right, one more time for that breed of dog.
I don't think you can overfeed a Great Dane, so I don't think they have as many problems.
It's a big ass dog, buddy.
Yeah, but I want one.
You get hip problems with those big dogs.
Yes, you do. Hip dysplasia. Yep.
Not a Great Dane because they don't do much. You get a hip problem with a giant Wienermariner thing, but
a wiener,
a Wienermariner,
like a Weimariner.
Yeah, that's it.
Wienermariner.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
The hell is going on?
Are you okay, Lee Harvey? Everything okay?
It's a lot to do in there on e-brake. Just let him fight through it.
Okay.
So there is Norm or Rosengarten number one or Rosengarten number two. 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for Norm's Beaver, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That's just weird.
It's not, I don't get that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I like men slapping.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'll take Norm minus 3.5 years in the celebrity death pool.
Okay.
Wow. Jeez. Dude.
I'll take the over on that, sir.
We will register your vote for Norm before it went terribly wrong there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
George's Thanksgiving diarrhea pants.
Nothing remotely funny about that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The hard line zone, Mike Wienermariner.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I got stuck on my Wienermariner.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yes, I want to vote for the e-brake.
Yeah.
No way.
Unbelievable.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Here's it, Gordon. This is Sandusky Rubens' boss. Give me Norm. Muzzle. Good thing.
Greatness. Did you see that movie yet, Gordo?
I have not, no.
Please watch it this weekend.
I think it may suck.
All right.
Now.
Hate you.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hey, I'd like to vote for the new host of The Hardline, Mike Wienermariner.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I got a stick on my Wienermariner.
Dang it.
Thank you.
Turn down your radio and talk to us.
Idiot.
Forget it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
I'm proud of my country.
Thank you. You said it cleanly. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, I'd like to vote responsibly for Norm's Vaginal Slice Bornborn.
Okay. So we register that vote.
Yeah,
if we
vote.
Do, then we have a winner.
Right. You bet.
Norm has won again, ladies and gentlemen, for this entry. On the ticket.
My gosh.
Sotopelli's replacement testosterone replacement therapy got such a response from you that they've decided to take the company national. This will now be a countrywide company. But you can't have Texas in it if it's countrywide. So they're going to call the company.
Well, that's a great one, isn't it? That stumble of...
All right, but we do have it clean somewhere where at least we can enjoy
it in
the privacy of our own homes.
Yeah, go in and listen to it if you want to.
Hey, that's Norm's 7th win of the year and 61st overall.
Ooh.
There you go, killer.
A little shaky voice killer
right.
Giving us the scoreboard.
I didn't think I was shaky.
No, you were shaky voice. Your level's just really low.
Being
but
proactive,
that's okay.
Though, jumping in with the scoreboard.
Yeah. Good job, killer.
A little shaky, but...
No, you did fine, killer.